Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your child is still learning to understand their own limits, still figuring out when to say no, or when something doesn't feel quite right to them, this is completely normal and actually a beautiful sign of development happening. Let me start by saying this. If you've been worried that your child doesn't seem to know their own boundaries yet, if they struggle to speak up for themselves, if they have a hard time saying no even when they want to, I see you. This can feel concerning, especially when you watch other children who seem more confident in expressing their needs. But here's what the magic book taught me, and what research shows us so clearly. Understanding personal boundaries and developing self-awareness are skills that take time to build, and children ages 5 to 6 are right in the middle of a critical learning phase for these abilities. The research on this is actually quite wonderful. Studies show that during early childhood, children are experiencing rapid growth in something called self-regulation skills. These are the foundational abilities that help them recognize their own limits, understand where their comfort zone ends, and learn when to assert themselves. And here's the beautiful part. This development follows an exponential pattern, which means most children make significant gains across the preschool and kindergarten years. Your child is right on track, learning exactly what they need to learn at exactly the right time. According to experts at the Child Mind Institute, teaching children about boundaries simultaneously develops two interconnected skills, empathy and self-awareness. Isn't that amazing? As your child learns to recognize their own limits, they're also learning to understand and respect the limits of others. These skills help children navigate social interactions successfully, build healthy friendships, and develop the confidence to advocate for themselves in age-appropriate ways. Now, let me share something that might shift how you see this challenge. When your child struggles to say no, when they don't yet understand their own limits, they're not being passive or weak. They're in a learning phase. Their brain is literally building the neural pathways that support boundary awareness and self-advocacy. Research from developmental psychologists shows that early interventions targeted at increasing behavioral self-regulation can result in significant gains, particularly for children who are still developing these skills. And the wonderful news is that children who develop strong self-regulation and boundary awareness during this critical window demonstrate better emotional regulation, stronger social skills, and improved outcomes through elementary school and beyond. So what can we do to support our children in this learning? The magic book whispers some beautiful wisdom here. First, we can help our children learn to listen to their inner compass. Just like the Arctic terns in one of our stories who trust their navigation, stones to guide them on the world's longest migration, our children have an inner guidance system too. They just need help learning to hear it and trust it. You can start by asking your child questions that help them tune into their own feelings. How does your body feel when something doesn't feel right? What does your heart tell you when you need to say no? These questions teach children that their feelings matter, that their inner voice is important, and that they can trust their own instincts about what feels comfortable or uncomfortable. Second, we can practice boundary setting in safe, low-stakes situations. Maybe your child doesn't want a hug from a relative. That's a perfect opportunity to honor their boundary and say, "That's okay, you don't have to hug if you don't want to. Would you like to wave instead?" When we respect our children's boundaries, we teach them that their limits matter and that it's safe to express them. Third, we can model healthy boundary setting ourselves. When we say things like, "I need a few minutes of quiet time to recharge," or "I'm not comfortable with that, so I'm going to say no," we show our children what healthy self-advocacy looks like. They learn that setting boundaries is normal, healthy, and something that everyone does. And fourth, we can use stories as gentle guides. Stories have this wonderful way of showing children what boundary awareness and self-advocacy look like in action, without any pressure or lecturing. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Compass Stones of Courage. It's about Theo and Miles discovering Arctic terns who collect special navigation stones. These brave birds trust their instincts on the world's longest migration, even when others doubt their path. The story teaches children that true integrity means following your inner compass, trusting your own feelings about what feels right or wrong, and having the courage to speak up even when it's hard. After reading this story with your child, you can talk about their own inner compass. You can ask, what does your compass tell you when something feels wrong? How do you know when you need to say no? These conversations help children develop the self-awareness they need to recognize their own limits and the confidence they need to communicate those limits to others. The National Academies of Sciences emphasizes that self-regulation and emotion regulation represent critical developmental milestones in early childhood. And here's the hopeful message in all of this. Boundary awareness and self-advocacy are learnable skills. When we support our children early, when we help them tune into their inner compass and practice expressing their limits in safe environments, we create a foundation for lifelong emotional health, healthy relationships, and the ability to advocate for themselves throughout their lives. I want you to know something, my wonderful friend. You are doing beautifully. The fact that you're here, learning about how to support your child's boundary development, shows how much you care. Your child is lucky to have a parent who sees this not as a problem to fix, but as a skill to nurture. And with your gentle guidance, your child will learn to recognize their limits, trust their inner voice, and speak up with confidence when they need to. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. You've got this, and your child has got this too, with love and starlight, Inara.